Welcome to Distance Learning Program of Atomic Energy Education Society, Mumbai. Today we are going to discuss Module 4 of Chapter 5, Class 12, Mathematics, Continuity and Differentiability. The important concepts which we are going to discuss today are derivative of functions in parameter form, that is the functions are expressed in terms of parameters, how to find the derivative of such functions. The second concept is second order derivative, how to find the derivative of the derivative of function, which is called as a second order derivative. You have already learned how to differentiate implicit functions when the function is in the form of function raised to function, etc., and inverse trigonometric differential. All these concepts we will be using while doing the problems. Hope you are familiar with all these results. So let us start the first concept, that is derivative of functions in parametric form. So what do you mean by parametric form? If the x and y are expressed in terms of a parameter, that is if x is a function of t and y is also a function of t, then we consider t as a parameter. Or if x is a function of theta and y is a function of theta, then we consider theta as a parameter. That is a relation expressed between two variables x and y in the form x is equal to ft, y equal to gt is said to be the parameter form with the t as a parameter. Now, how to find the derivative of these type of functions? So there are two methods which we can use it. One is using chain rule. Since y is a function of t, we can find the derivative of y with respect to t, and x is a function of t, so we can find the derivative of x with respect to t. So using chain rule, we can write dy by dt as dy by dx into dx by dt. So what is the value of dy by dx? Dy by dx will be dy by dt divided by dx by dt, provided dx by dt is not equal to 0. Now this is how you can get the value of dy by dx, that is derivative of y with respect to x we are getting, where y is a function of t and x is a function of t. In this case, we use the equation dy by dx is equal to dy by dt divided by dx by dt. The second method is, if you can eliminate the parameter between these two equations, that is x is a function of t, y is a function of t, eliminate the parameter t from these two equations, then you just differentiate and get the value of dy by dx. This is the second method. So let us see some examples. So if x is equal to a c cube theta and y equal to a tan cube theta, then find dy by dx at theta equal to pi by 3. So the condition given is x is ax cube theta and y is a tan cube theta. That means x and y are functions of theta here. So we have to find dy by dx. Since y, x and y are functions of theta, we can find the derivative with respect to theta. So first we find dx by d theta. So differentiating x is equal to ac cube theta with respect to theta, we get dx by d theta as 3ac cube theta tan theta. Similarly, y is a tan cube theta, therefore dy by d theta will be 3a tan square theta, 6 square theta. Therefore, we can write dy by dx as dy by d theta upon dx by d theta. So, substituting the value of dy by d theta and dx by d theta, dy by d theta is 3a tan square theta, 6 square theta, and dx by d theta is 3a c cube theta tan theta. Simplifying it, it becomes tan theta divided by sec theta, which is equal to sin theta. This is the value of dy by dx. But the question is, find the value of dy by dx at theta equal to pi by 3. So dy by dx at theta equal to pi by 3 will be sin theta at theta equal to pi by 3. So simplifying it, it becomes 43 by 2. So this is how you will be doing the problems if it is given in this format. Let's see another question. If x is cos t into 3 plus 2 cos square t and y is sin t into 3 minus 2 sin square t, then find the value of dy by dx at t equal to pi by 4. So substituting the value of dx by dt and dy by dt, we can find the value of dy by dx. So first we will find dx by dt and dy by dt. X is 3 cos t plus 2 cos cube t by opening the bracket, and y is 3 sin t minus 2 sin cube t. So now you differentiate it with respect to t. Dx by dt becomes minus 3 sin t minus 6 cos square t sin t, and dy by dt becomes 3 cos t minus 6 sin square t cos t. Therefore, dy by dx becomes dy by dt upon dx by dt. So, substitute the value of du by dt and dx by dt. It becomes 3 cos t minus 6 sin square t cos t by minus 3 sin t minus 6 cos square t sin t. Cancelling the common terms, we get cos t minus 2 sin square t cos t divided by minus sin t minus 2 cos square t sin t. This is the value of dy by dx. But question is, find the value of du by dx at t equal to pi by 4. So put t equal to pi by 4 on the right side value. And if you simplify it, it becomes 0. Now let's see how to differentiate a function with respect to another function. That means you are given u as a function of x and v as a function of x. That is, u is equal to fx and v is equal to gx. Both are functions of x. Then how to find the derivative of u with respect to v? A similar situation. If u is a function of x and v is a function of x, which means we can find du by dx and dv by dx. But the question is, what is the derivative of u with respect to v? So we can write du by dv as the derivative of u with respect to v, that is du by dv as du by dx upon dv by dx. So let's see one example for this. Differentiate tan inverse x upon root of 1 minus x square with respect to sin inverse 2x root of 1 minus x square. So you are asked to find the derivative of one function with respect to another function. So take the functions tan inverse x upon root of 1 minus x square and sin inverse 2x root of 1 minus x square as u and v. So I am taking u equal to tan inverse x upon root of 1 minus x square and v as sin inverse 2x root of 1 minus x square. So we have to find the derivative of u with respect to v. That means du by dv we have to find. So for that, first we find du by dx, derivative of u with respect to x, we will find it. Derivative of v with respect to x, we will find it. Since it is inverse function, see, if you can simplify by a substitution, we simplify that. You can see that if you put x is equal to sine theta, that is theta equal to sine inverse x, the expression gets simplified. So if we put x is equal to sine theta, then the value of u will be u equal to tan inverse sine theta divided by root of 1 minus sine square theta. Root of 1 minus sin square theta is cos theta. So it becomes tan inverse of sin theta by cos theta, which is tan inverse of tan theta equal to theta. So u becomes theta, but theta is sin inverse x. So we get u equal to sin inverse x. Now you find the derivative of u with respect to x, which is derivative of sin inverse x with respect to x. That is, du by dx is 1 upon root of 1 minus x square. This is the value that you will be getting. Now let's see what will happen to v. V will be sin inverse 2 sin theta into root of 1 minus sin square theta, putting x is equal to sin theta here. So it becomes sin inverse of 2 sin theta cos theta. 2 sin theta cos theta is sin 2 theta. So it becomes sin inverse of sin 2 theta, which is equal to 2 theta. So here also, replacing theta, you get V equal to 2 sin inverse x. So we find the derivative of V with respect to x here. So dV by dx is 2 by root of 1 minus x square. Now you use the formula du by dv. We want the derivative of u with respect to v. So du by dv equal to du by dx upon dv by dx. Substituting it, it becomes 1 by root of 1 minus x square by 2 by root of 1 minus x square, which is equal to 1 by 2. So this is the answer. Now let's see what is second order derivative. Now sometimes what happened is, when you find the derivative of a function, so suppose you take y equal to fx, you differentiate it. You got dy by dx as the derivative of fx, that is, let us mark it as f dash x. Now suppose this f dash x is again a differentiable, then that is called as the second derivative. That is, let y equal to fx be a given function, then we can find the derivative of y with respect to x, that is dy by dx as f dash x. If f dash x is again differentiable, then we can differentiate the equation dy by dx is equal to f dash x with respect to x again, then the left hand side becomes d by dx of dy by dx. This is called the second derivative of y with respect to x. And normally we write d by dx of dy by dx as d square y by dx square. Then the right side is the derivative of f dash x. The derivative of f dash x can be written as f2 dash x. So the second derivative of fx is generally represented by f2 dash x. we use the symbol y2 dash or y suffix 2 also for the second derivative. So that means if you differentiate a function, if that function can be differentiated again, that is called as the second derivative of the function. Okay. So let us see some questions based on this concept. So if x is equal to a into theta minus sine theta, y equal to a into 1 plus cos theta, then find d square y upon dx square. So the given condition is x is in terms of theta, y is in terms, therefore this is in parameter form. X is a function of theta, y is a function of theta. So x is a into theta minus sine theta, y is a into 1 plus cos theta. So first we find the derivative of x with respect to theta and the derivative of y with respect to theta. So we calculate dx by d theta. Dx by d theta is a into 1 minus cos theta, because the derivative of theta is 1, derivative of sine theta is cos theta. On the right side, the other value, that is dy by d theta, if you take it, a into derivative 1 is 0, derivative cos theta is minus sine theta, so you get minus a sine theta. Now you got dx by d theta and dy by d theta. So let's see what is the value of dy by dx. Dy by dx is equal to dy by d theta upon dx by d theta, which is equal to, substitute the value of dy by d theta, it is minus a sine theta divided by dx by d theta is a into 1 minus cos theta, substituted it. Sin theta can be written in terms of half angle. So a gets cancelled here. Sin theta is 2 sin theta by 2 cos theta by 2 with a minus here, divided by 1 minus cos theta is 2 sin square theta by 2. So 2 sin theta by 2 gets cancelled. It will be minus cot theta by 2. This is the value of dy by dx. So dy by dx is minus cot theta by 2. But question is find d square y by dx square. So you differentiate once again with respect to x. The second derivative we have to get it. So you get d by dx of dy by dx as d by dx of minus cot theta by 2. So please remember that this minus cot theta, this is a function of theta. So we cannot, the right side is a function of theta. It cannot be differentiated with respect to x. So we use chain rule here. So d by dx of minus cot theta by 2 can be written as d by d theta of minus cot theta by 2 into d theta by dx. So using chain rule. So you get d square y by dx square as cosec square theta by 2 into 1 by 2 into, actually you have d theta by dx, that can be written as 1 upon dx by d theta. Now you substitute these values, the value of dx by d theta here. So it becomes 1 by 2 into cosec square theta by 2 into dx by d theta is a into 1 minus cos theta. So we have substituted this value. So it becomes 1 by 2 into cosec square theta by 2 into 1 upon a into 1 minus cos theta is 2 sin square theta by 2. Simplifying it, you get 1 by 4 a into cosec raised to 4 theta by 2. That's the value of d square y by dx square. So in this, the important step that you have to notice, dy by dx is minus cot theta. Dy by dx is a function of theta here. So when you differentiate it again with respect to x, please note that you will be using chain rule here. Okay. Now let's see question 2. If y equal to log x plus root of x square plus 1, then prove that 1 plus x square into d square y by dx square plus x into dy by dx is equal to 0. So the given condition is y is log of x plus root of x square plus 1. We just differentiate this equation with respect to x. You get dy by dx is equal to, it is logarithm of fx form. So what is derivative of log f? If you differentiate with respect to derivative of log fx is 1 by fx into derivative of the function. So you get it as 1 by x plus root of x square plus 1 into d by dx of x plus root of x square plus 1. That's the value you will be getting. So finding the derivative of x plus root of x square plus 1, you get it as 1 plus 2x by 2 root of x square plus 1. On simplifying, because 1 upon x plus root of x square plus 1 into x plus root of x square plus 1 by root of x square plus 1. So x plus root of x square plus 1 gets cancelled. So you get dy by dx as 1 by root of x square plus 1. This is the value of dy by dx. Now again differentiate with respect to x. So once you differentiate with respect to x, it becomes d square y by dx square. The left derivative of dy by dx will be d square y by dx square will be, actually you can see that 1 upon root of x square plus 1 can be written as x square plus 1 raised to minus half. So it becomes fx raised to n formula.
So when it is fx raised to n formula, the derivative will be n into fx raised to n minus 1 into d by dx of fx. So you get the derivative of the right side as minus 1 by 2 into x square plus 1 raised to minus 3 by 2 into derivative of x square plus 1, which on further simplification gives d square y by dx square as minus x into x square plus 1 raised to minus 3 by 2. So you got d square y by dx square, you got dy by dx. Now just see the given equation. You are asked to prove the value, you are asked to prove that 1 plus x square into d square y by dx square plus x dy by dx is 0. So take the left side. So left side is 1 plus x square into d square by dx square plus x into dy by dx. So I am substituting the value of d square y by dx square and dy by dx from equations 1 and 2. So you get 1 plus x square into minus x into x square plus 1 raised to minus 3 by 2 plus x into 1 upon root of x square plus 1. If you simplify it, this becomes minus x by root of x square plus 1 plus x by root of x square plus 1. Both the terms gets cancelled. So you get 1 plus x square into d square by dx square plus x dy by dx as 0. So that's the value. Now we move on to question 3. If x is a cos theta plus b sin theta, y equal to a sin theta minus b cos theta, then show that y square into d square by dx square minus x into dy by dx plus y equal to 0. Here you can see that x is a function of theta, y is a function of theta. So they are in parametric form. So first we find dx by d theta. Dx by d theta is minus a sin theta plus b cos theta, and dy by d theta is a cos theta plus b sin theta. Now if you put the value of dx by d theta and dy by d theta in the equation dy by dx is equal to dy by d theta by dx by d theta, you will be getting it as minus x by y. Again differentiate this. Differentiating with respect to x, you can see that the left side is derivative of dy by dx, it will be d square y by dx square. The right side is derivative of minus x by y. So here we apply the quotient rule. So once you apply the quotient rule, you will be getting minus, I have taken it outside, it is y minus x into dy by dx upon y square. That is d square y by dx square is minus of y minus x into dy by dx by y square. Or rather we can say that if you cross multiply it, y square into d square y by dx square will be minus y plus x into dy by dx. That's the value that you will be getting here. Now see the given left side of the given equation, y square into d square by dx square minus x into dy by dx plus y, that's the left side. I am just replacing the value of y square into d square y by dx square from equation 2. From equation 2 we get y square into d square by dx square as minus y plus x into dy by dx, that value I have replaced. The other value is minus x dy by dx plus y. So if you simplify these, the terms gets cancelled. So you get y square into d square by dx square minus x into dy by dx plus y is equal to 0. So this parametric form, that is very important, especially in second derivative, those type of questions are important. Now I given some questions for practice, so please just try yourself. So have a nice day.